Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a decision to reopen Australia's borders will be incremental and targeted towards things that will most benefit the local economy. Mr. Morrison has told Sky News the success of COVID vaccination programs in Europe and reopenings there will influence any move to restart international travel. He says, aside from bringing Australians home, the next priority is meeting the country's workforce needs through migration.
And so we've got to find practical ways to solve those problems over the next 12 months. And that's what other countries are trying to do. So whether it's that or whether it's the student pilots we're doing, it's the gradual process of opening things up safely, but also in a way that is targeted on the things that will give us the biggest benefit for our economy in doing so.
The presidents of the United States and Russia have described as positive and constructive the first summit between the two leaders. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin held the four-hour meeting in Geneva, the first since President Biden was elected. They agreed to reinstate their ambassadors and resume arms control talks, but less progress was made on Russian cyber and ransomware attacks or human rights. President Biden says the meeting established a clear basis on how the relationship will proceed, while President Putin described his American counterpart as a constructive, very experienced, and balanced person. Health officials are warning people in Sydney to exercise caution in the eastern suburbs after two more COVID-19 cases were detected in New South Wales. Authorities have listed dozens of exposure sites after a man aged in his 60s who worked as a driver became a new case in the Bondi area. His wife has also tested positive, while the case of a man in his 40s is under investigation as to whether it's an old infection or a false positive. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the driver has the Delta variant of the virus.
This strain does not match anything that's been uploaded in Australia at this time, but it does match perfectly a sequence that's been uploaded from the US.
There have been no new local cases of coronavirus detected in Victoria in the past 24 hours as the state prepares to further ease restrictions from its latest lockdown. The results come from 25,600 tests conducted yesterday. COVID restrictions in the state will be relaxed from midnight tonight. Masks will no longer be mandatory outside, while the 25-kilometer travel limit for those in Greater Melbourne will be scrapped. Up to two people can visit another home, while outdoor gatherings can have 20 people. Gyms, indoor entertainment, and electronic gaming venues will be able to reopen. Some health experts have expressed concerns that COVID transmission is still occurring in the community while businesses continue to pressure the government to open up more quickly. The government says restrictions will be reviewed again in a week's time. The Victorian government has announced a new support payment for households that are still without electricity after big storms damaged supply across the state more than a week ago. At least 7,000 Victorian homes have not had their power restored, and about 3,000 in the Dandenong ranges have been told they could be without it until at least the 10th of July. The state government has requested support from the Australian Defence Force, and power provider AusNet has apologized to its customers for the delay. The acting premier, James Merlino, says affected households can now apply for up to $1,680 per week.
So this will go towards whether it's basic supplies or whether it's to help support people find alternative accommodation off the hill as power is restored over coming weeks.
In sport, all six top competitors in the women's 100-meter freestyle swimming selection trials in Adelaide have qualified to head to the Tokyo Olympic Games. Swimmer Emma McKeon was the fastest, clocking just 52.19 seconds in the 100-meter heat swim. Meanwhile, Mitch Larkin qualified for the 200-meter individual medley, while Tristan Hollard was the only man to qualify for the 200-meter backstroke. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. This is SBS News in Easy English.